For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw.
And I'm Daisy Contreras.
Vice President Mike Pence was in Springfield on Friday, stumping for incumbent Congressman Rodney Davis. Pence has been crisscrossing the country to help GOP candidates maintain control of districts that could flip Democratic in the midterm election. Davis is seeking his third term in office in what has been a safe Republican district, but polls suggest his bid against Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan will be tighter than expected. In an effort to galvanize supporters, Davis hosted Vice President Pence, who praised the incumbent congressman as a voice for, quote, conservative values.
Congressman Rodney Davis is a leader on Capitol Hill. And with his strong support, we've been making incredible progress.
In a statement released during the fundraiser, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan's campaign called it a sign of panic from Washington Republicans, who were, quote, afraid to lose Davis's loyal vote. Just outside the fundraiser, protesters gathered in cold, rainy conditions. Daisy Contreras caught up with that group.
Some local organizations welcomed the opportunity to voice their concerns.
This is what democracy looks like.
About two dozen demonstrators stood in the rain across a country club where the vice president would give his remarks. Doris Turner, Sangamon County Democratic chair, says she joined the protest because she's worried about the future of health care.
I have a daughter that has a pre-existing condition, and Rodney Davis has voted at least 14 times to get that provision out so that people will not have access to adequate health care. And I think that that's just wrong, and we need someone that's going to stand up and be a voice for those individuals.
In his remarks to supporters, Vice President Pence said the Republican plan is to help people with pre-existing conditions. Davis is in a tight race with Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. I'm Daisy Contreras.
I'm Sam Dunklaw.